Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
When we got an Am I the Jerk involving Girl Scout cookies, you had me at Girl Scout cookies.
Allie said, say less. I said, no, say more and bring milk.
So close to my heart. Like I said, my mom was the cookie leader.
Yep.
I am very close with the Girl Scouts of Southeastern Wisconsin, even though they haven't called me yet this year. Call me, girls.
You're active. You're active with them, though, for sure.
I would be an adult Girl Scout if I could.
Y'all got Scout women? Any women Scouts?
Don't the Boy Scouts have men that can do it? Why can't I?
Well, what's the equivalent of an Eagle Scout?
I don't know, but and I have boys, so, you know, there's no Girl Scouts for me. But anyway, I get a lot of nostalgia.
Well, they're together now. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts are like one.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's one umbrella now.
Whatever you say.
But
I believe you.
Anyway,
listen to this Am I the Jerk we got about Girl Scout cookies. They want to be anonymous,
okay. So
we can give them a name after. But it says, am I the jerk for not buying cookies from the kids? Hold on, because immediately I'm like, yes.
Yeah, automatic.
How are you not going to buy the Girl Scout cookies? What's wrong with you?
But
Thin Mints for life, baby.
Hear them out.
Okay, so here's what she said. Just for background, Allie and DZ, my husband and I have 3 kids. We have 2 together and 1 that I had from a previous marriage. He's known my oldest since he was 4, and he's now in 8th grade. We're a completely blended family. We don't even use the term stepkids.
Got it.
Great. Okay, now here's the story. My husband's family member has a daughter who's in Girl Scouts. She has been for a few years now, and every time she's selling cookies or treats, we're always thrilled to support. Recently, I noticed over the last 3 years, whenever my oldest son has a sports fundraiser, these same family members never support. See where this is going?
I see where this is going.
Then she says, I thought it was kind of strange, but chose not to make anything of it.
No point.
Yeah.
Right.
But then, to make matters worse, this past Christmas, the same family members only bought Christmas presents for the 2 children that I share with my husband and not for the oldest son.
Hold on.
Now we're getting messed up.
Now this is getting petitious.
It's become clear to me that they're choosing to only treat my younger 2 kids as their family. It's Girl Scout cookie season, and I told my husband that we will not be buying Girl Scout cookies from them moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
He says that's petty and it's not the kid's fault.
I said it was getting petitious.
Am I the jerk? Love listening. Anonymous.
Ooh. Okay. Girl Scout Gracie.
Oh, Girl Scout Gracie.
Girl Scout Gracie.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So listen.
GC Gracie.
Girl
or
Scout
GS.
Gracie.
I can't spell
I'm
me.
Telling you, I get so nostalgic when the Girl Scouts was a big part of my life. And this is a hard one for me because I do agree with her husband that it's about the kids, right? It's
mm-hmm.
not about your argument with the parents.
But if we're speaking about the kids, they're choosing to treat one kid very different.
They're always supporting, and then the other family members are never buying from her
mm-hmm.
son. And she can assume whatever the reasons are. She feels like it's because it's a kid from a previous marriage.
That's my reason. That's my reason as to the only reason.
What's
because
the
they're not related to him. It's his family.
Mm-hmm.
And his mm-hmm. family is saying, well, that's not your kid, mm-hmm. so we're not going to support that baby.
But we don't want to get sidetracked on that because we already know that's messed up.
That's messed
we
up.
I think we all agree if you're not going, you need to accept the kids.
But when we're talking about the kids, you're right, they're only focused on 2 out of 3,
mm-hmm.
right? They're not. They're always supporting however many kids they got.
They're always supporting, the Girl Scouts.
They're always buying cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Why would you? But then you won't get
get any of the specialty ones that they might drop. They might bring the mangoes back. Some states didn't get the mangoes.
You're punishing yourself by not buying the cookies.
You
What's
are.
Wrong with you?
Well, and you're punishing an entire family over something that you've only now realized,
mm-hmm.
right? It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
And you're now going, wait a second. Anytime we're selling gold cards, shout out, I used to sell gold cards for football.
Oh, nice.
That's just the only relation to fundraising
sports
in my head.
Fundraiser.
Anytime you're sports fundraising, you're sitting there going,
mm-hmm.
wait. They didn't buy the little $20 gift card, whatever. They didn't come to this, you know, pancake breakfast. They didn't come to the spaghetti dinner that we were doing. Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we still buying cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Is that petty? Yeah. Is it justified, though? I want to say yeah, but then I'm thinking you didn't realize for years. It didn't matter for years.
Mm-hmm.
It was only off of the building of consistency that you went, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. That kid don't care. Well, only you do.
People are texting in that she's not the jerk. Girl Scouts of plenty. Just order through work. Okay, but hold on, you guys.
That's not the point.
We all know a Girl Scout we can order from, and trust me, I'll order from all of them. You heard me. Okay?
I got a link for you, right?
Like, I'm into it.
Girl Scouts at this rate.
It's the only time I want you knocking on my door, honestly. The only time of year. Otherwise, go the hell away, okay?
No soliciting, unless you're Girl Scouts.
Or my friend's
or
kid
Boy
is
Scouts.
A Boy Scout, and I buy popcorn.
Or Boy Scouts.
Yeah, so anyway, if you're not those two, go away, okay?
Fair.
But this is the thing. We're not saying go find somewhere else to buy. You can still support the Girl Scouts. We're saying, is she the jerk for not buying, basically, from members of her family?
Because she realized that they're not buying from her.
From her kid when he has sports fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting, right?
I mean, and the reality is to each their own, but is it jerky? Very much so. Yeah, it is. You're kind of, you know, shafting multiple kids out of a full experience,
mm-hmm.
and probably creating some family drama that's going to end in some separation or shift.
Mm-hmm. Courtney from Milwaukee texted in, said, not the jerk. I have four children, two which are stepdaughters. They're just as important as my biological children. If you can't support my whole family, then I can't support you. So they're saying not the jerk if she doesn't buy the cookies from the family members this year because she feels unsupportive.
Do these kids treat each other like any lesser cousins?
Oh,
or whatever they are? Friend,
yeah.
You know, because I don't know. What family is
this? The kids don't know.
It's not a sibling, is it? It just says
no,
a family member.
No, it's definitely not a sibling. She's saying her and her husband have three kids.
Right.
One is from a previous marriage. So when they always buy from his family, but when her son has a sports fundraiser, they never support.
That's my question, though, is who the family that isn't buying?
It's
what
his
relation?
Family.
What's they're not? Are they cousins? Is it an uncle? Like, we don't know if it's a brother or
she
sibling.
She says, my husband's family member has a daughter who's in the Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know
what relation. Because I do think
could
that
be
actually.
Cousin? Could think, be sister? We don't know.
To me, for whatever reason, that matters. Because if it's more of a distant cousin that, like, somebody you're not necessarily, like, more blood mm-hmm. tied to, whatever, let him be. But if you got a sibling sitting there doing that to you, that's bogus.
See, but the texts are all over the place. I was reading not the jerk ones. Now, Katie in Milwaukee says she's a jerk. The kids aren't the ones being petty, so
mm-hmm.
why punish the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Be an adult and talk to the family.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well,
it's awkward.
This isn't about a solution. This isn't about talking nothing. This is just deciding their fate on are mm-hmm. they the jerk or are they not the jerk? Where are you feeling with the information that we have? I think it's jerky.
Yeah.
I think it's jerky. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I love the Girl Scouts, so, and I love cookies. So, all right, 414-533-1037. We want to know is, what did we name? Oh, Girl Scout Gracie.
Yep,
even
yep.
though she's not really the
name just works, okay?
The other ones are the Girl Scouts. That's what's so funny about it.
The name just works.
Are they the jerk for not buying cookies from the kids? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so this Am I the Jerk had me triggered because, you know, I was a Girl Scout.
Soft spot in your heart. I hear
and I
it.
Can't stop talking about it, so.
I'm mad at you.
She wants to know. We made her anonymous, Girl Scout Gracie, even though she was not a Girl Scout.
She don't want nothing to do with Girl Scouts right now.
She doesn't want to buy cookies from her family's kids because they never support her son when he has sports fundraisers.
That part. It's not the Girl Scouts that's the problem. It's the family that's not buying from their fundraisers.
She said they love buying Girl Scout cookies from the family, but she's had it with them not supporting back when her kid has sports fundraisers, and I feel that.
Girl Scout Gracie getting ready to support another
mm-hmm.
Girl Scout.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's start with, how about Roger in Milwaukee? We'll start with him first. Hi, Roger. Good morning.
Morning. Yeah.
Yo, good morning, good morning. Allie Deasy, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know.
Double salute. Yes, sir. Roger. Yes, sir. Catchphrase ready, locked in. The theme song's next.
Yep. I met Roger and his daughter when we were out over the weekend, and they were the best.
He's a character. I can
tell. Roger, I love it that you're calling in. I love it. Which way are you going on this? Is she the jerk if she doesn't buy the Girl Scout cookies from the family, from the kids?
What do you think?
Big jerk. Oh. Big jerk. We understand that it's about the kids, but then we got to look at the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. It's about your character, who you are, how you going to handle things. Mm-hmm. It gets deeper. It always gets deeper than the kids. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
It's on you. It's on you. It's on the individual. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to change your diet. Don't be so... You know, petty like that.
Ooh, he said you got to change your diet. You got to eat something more positive.
Roger, how do I stop being petty, though? Hold on.
Roger, you seem like a man that has figured it out.
Do you have any advice?
I know this isn't about advice.
I'm just kidding now, but really. So, Roger, you say jerk.
Big jerk. Big jerk.
Because it's the bigger picture. It's past the cookies.
Not just jerk. Big jerk.
If we're talking moral dilemma.
You got to pour in more positive energy than negative energy.
Sometimes you can do that.
Sometimes if you do that, then the positive will follow.
Roger.
Because people are always tugging at each other. Okay, you do this, I'll do that. You know, come on, think another way sometimes.
Yeah, it's always got to be a you scratch my back, I scratch yours, a quid pro quo of this for that. Why?
Can I quote the great Taylor Swift and say, karma is my boyfriend?
and it's true, though. It's
seriously, true. Man. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. No, and right, that's exactly what Roger's trying to say.
Exactly. Be a good person and do the right thing.
Ding,
right?
Ding.
You just got to because, you know, I get people that do mean things.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to feed into that because, you know what? That ain't who I am.
That makes you a mean person.
And you don't want to be like them.
Why change your spirit?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let you change who I am.
Mr. R-O-G-E-R. Yeah. Mic drop on him, man. Say less.
It's the Church of Roger. Amen. All right.
Hallelujah. Roger, appreciate you.
Bye, Roger.
I appreciate you guys.
Talk to you soon, man. Love.
Have a good day, Roger. He's so funny.
That was good.
He was. He's right.
That was good.
You know, you're going to put that out. Be careful what you... kind of energy you put out, for sure.
Fair enough.
Do unto others
as you want done unto you.
We are at church. Look at us. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to Kate the Great in East Troy, who now has her own theme song.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Hi, Kate.
Morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. All right. Roger says jerk if they don't buy cookies from the family members just to punish them for not.
I just feel like I listened to a gospel, and now I have to come in on the opposite end.
She said not the jerk. She said, all right, well, the Church of Roger's over, and Kate the Great's in the house.
And here comes the most blunt person in the entire world.
Okay.
That is really... really crappy if you're not supporting each other's families.
I agree.
And I get the kids are the ones that miss out, but that's not that deep. This isn't that deep. It's very simple. Even if you're not acknowledging that my kid's my kid or like family, like that alone on principle, why are we even acknowledging the bigger picture? Why aren't we talking about what's really going on?
Yeah, why is it even a
thing? That hurts. That hurts my heart to think that, you know, other kids, and it's because it's personal to me, but when you don't acknowledge another kid as the family, that's horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's horrible, you know, and those are the conversations. You want to really change someone's life, not positivity and smiles and buy the cookies. Mm-hmm. You know what? Make that step and change the way you treat people and change the way you acknowledge someone's kids and family. That's just the bigger message. And I know that's deep, but.
Well, ooh, I just
two different
feel,
churches.
Yeah, I feel like we're punishing.
Take me to church.
Oh, man. All right, fine.
Okay, but to maybe even connect Roger and Kate the Great's points here, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is about the bigger picture and it is about pouring positivity, but how much positivity can you pour into somebody that's not returning it to you before you just go, I can't continue to pour positivity. I wish you no ill will, but I will not continue to share my light with you.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that sucks to say and feel, but that's kind of what Kate's getting at. Like, how great of a person are you going to continue to be your whole life? Are you just expected to martyr forever?
Right.
Dog. Oh, I just, y'all are giving me chills.
About the kids.
I didn't think it was getting this deep.
It's about that son who doesn't maybe even feel acknowledged by that family.
Yeah.
That's what it's really about. It's not about Girl Scout cookies or this or that. That young boy doesn't even say he's their family.
Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. The son is Gracie's son, blood or not. If the family won't buy from Gracie's son, then why buy from their kids? But Roger just changed my mind. You need to lead by example. So she is the jerk.
How long do we got to lead, though?
You're right. All right, Kate. God. All right, you have a great day. Thanks for keeping it real.
You too, guys. Have a good one. Feel
much appreciate. DG. Thank you. Thank you, Kate. Much love. Thank you.
Honestly, I get it. She's saying, you know.
Mentally, I thought I was more prepared for this conversation. But I wasn't, bro. This is a wow.
Anna from Milwaukee. OMG, not the jerk. When they go low, you go lower. You guys!
See, and then our people come back and go, nah, y'all remember who we are.
Well, Lisa in Sheboygan is triggered.
Oh, is she?
So let's pull her up as the tiebreaker today. Turn down the light. My girl, Lisa.
Lisa. I SK in the 53081 calling.
Roger? She shot fired at Roger somehow?
No, how is anyone going to follow that? No one has a good opening like that. Yeah. I tried.
Roger sold it, not for real.
She's giving her zip code.
So now we got to compete with Roger's intro? He don't even got a theme song, but he's got an intro?
Will you be the Roger of Sheboygan, Lisa? You're the Lisa of Sheboygan.
That's right.
He's the Roger of Milwaukee. All right, what do you think, Lisa? Jerk or not the jerk if they don't buy cookies from the family's kids?
Look, I am 100% a carrier of the Petitious Patty business card. Mine's laminated even.
Laminated.
But this situation, she's totally the jerk. It has nothing to do with the children in terms of what they're supporting.
Okay.
Do I feel some hatred that they're not supporting the oldest son? 100%.
Yeah.
But like Roger said, you have to be the better person, lead by example. And yeah, how long are you going to do it for? Well, then do it forever, because at some point someone's going to notice it and someone's going to see that you were the better person this whole time. Mm-hmm. And don't take it out on the kids. It's really not their fault.
I do agree with you. At the end of the day, it has nothing to do with you buying from the kids.
No.
Now, I agree.
It's hard, but maybe like Lisa said, maybe 10 years down the line, they're going to go, oh my goodness, they really kept buying from us and we never. Wow.
And
that kid is such a good kid too. Look at him now. Wow.
That's not on you, because you're a good person and you're going to have a good life, and they're going to have to deal with being petitious. They're the ones being petitious by not supporting her son and including him in the family.
You know what this turns into? Yeah. How are you going to sleep at night depending on what you do about this? Is this going to continue to keep you up? Is this going to really turn into that feud and now you got a family fight going on? Or are you going to feel vindicated and some resolution and go, that's off my plate. I'm going to sleep.
You might as well just talk to them.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, if you're going to bed at night and you're thinking about your day, you're going to be like, you know what? I'm glad I bought the cookies from her instead of treating them like we are being treated.
As you're snacking on a little Samoa in the bed.
Thin mints for life.
Frozen thin mints.
Level up. Lisa with the level up, Lisa.
Come on. Yes. And you know what? I know this isn't a trying to find a solution, but you know who needs to be talking to the family who's not buying from her son? The husband.
The husband.
Now, if they're not buying from specifically her son who she brought into this marriage, but they're buying from the kids they share together, then
he needs to go, what's going on?
Her husband needs to go to his family and go, is there a problem? Why
y'all
you
know
can't
that's
support,
my son.
That's my kid.
That is my son.
So support us or we have an issue.
Right.
And then keep the kids out of it. Mm. You know? And then you don't have to be kept up at night. Just an opinion.
Make the man handle it.
Well, yeah. Honestly, it's his family.
It's their family.
But they're not going to... They clearly don't respect
her.
They don't respect her, and we see that by them not buying from her son,
they're
right?
They're clearly not going to respect him either.
Or they're broken. Nobody knows, which is another option. So, whatever.
Too many layers. Hey, but this has worked out, though. Mm-hmm. Lisa said, as petitious, as laminated as my card might be, this is jerk.
Yep. All right, Lisa. Have a good day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
It's a jerk.
Breathe.